A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. And many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' And then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' But everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who builds his house on rock. And the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. And the rain fell and the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." And when Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. Well, on weekdays since Pentecost, we have been reading the part of Matthew's Gospel called the Sermon on the Mount, which began with Jesus announcing a new dawn of salvation and continued with a series of lessons and parables calling people to a new way of living. Today's reading is the conclusion of that great discourse, and as we would expect, it presents the core of Jesus' message. We must walk the talk. We can read the Bible every day, we can attend prayer meetings and pray the rosary and learn theology and donate to the church and talk about economic and social justice, but it all means nothing if we don't live a life active in love and humility. So these words of Jesus that he says we must act upon, what words? Well, following on the eight Beatitudes, Jesus has had a good deal to say about the attitudes and the behavior necessary for people who follow him. Avoid rage and violence of any kind. Don't give in to loose sexual behavior. Recognize in marriage a reflection of the covenant love of God and human beings. Speak the simple truth without hypocrisy. Practice non-resistance, not revenge. Avoid public displays of your charity, your prayer, your fasting. These are for God. And yet, how often do we see these principles honored in the breach? A nation that claims to promote peace, spending huge sums of money on armaments. A society that encourages casual sexual liaison. A community that enjoys advertising of goods and services that actually harm the purchaser. A justice system that incarcerates and sometimes even executes wrongdoers. A church that denies communion to those judged to be sinners. A neighborhood that allows racism overtly or covertly. A family that can find no time to spend together. And me. How do I fail in the call Jesus had made to me? Everyone knows and loves the Beatitudes. They present a vision of what might be an ideal that is good to hold up before us, but today's reading is firm to the point of harshness, that ideals of themselves are useless. We cannot excuse ourselves for falling short. If we talk of peace and justice and love, We have to take action. We can't allow ourselves to be seduced by the easy values that society puts before us from time to time. There is wisdom here. Jesus has taught us as one having authority.